Boys in the Morning with Jeremy, Steve, and Josh on Mix 100.
I have a story.
What do you got?
Tell
us. Gather around, everybody. Gather around. A little life lesson for my son who has an e-bike. We gave him his e-bike last Christmas. And, I mean, these things aren't cheap. They're those little Jetson bikes, you know. It was like $500.
Yeah.
It was a pricey Christmas gift. And he's been zipping around the neighborhood in that. And from time to time, I'll peek my head out the front door and kind of see where he's at. And I'll see it parked out on a driveway somewhere with no read in sight. And there it is, okay?
Uh-oh.
Now, I mean, we don't live in a bad neighborhood, but, you know, from time to time, I'm on next door and I see, you know, things get, you know, things walk away, bikes are
right.
missing,
mm-hmm.
you know, various things are missing. So I'm like, well, don't leave your crap outside, essentially. And
yeah.
I told him that many, many times. Stop leaving your bike outside. Tuck it into a garage, wherever you're at, just so it doesn't walk away. Well, it happened again just a couple days ago. I looked out front, and there it is sitting there. So I instantly picked up my phone, and I texted him. I was like, hey, can you throw your bike in your buddy's garage? No reply. I tried calling him to tell him to put the bike in the garage. No answer. So I'm sitting there going, you know what he did? He's got his $500 bike sitting on the driveway by the sidewalk. He's got a little pouch in it. There sat his brand new iPhone in the pouch.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, hell no.
Oh,
hell no.
Because
somebody, you know, could walk away with
$1,500
worth of stuff. And not to mention the hassle of a phone if it disappeared. Mm-hmm.
Look, it happens all the time. There's just something on the news this morning about porch pirates and all that. So
yes.
It happens
you very
all
much.
The time.
Multiple thank you
times
very
a day.
Much.
Yeah.
So, Knick-Knack was there. I was like, watch this. So I go running across the street, and I grab his bike, and I hop on it, and I rode off. And I brought it home, and I tucked it behind our back gate, and I took the phone back into the house. And I was like, well, let's just see what happens. So 5-10 minutes later, here he comes running out of the friend's house across the street. And you saw him go into full panic mode.
Like his fight or flight.
His hands were on top of his head.
Oh, yeah.
He's like going around the side of the house. He's looking in the garage.
Where'd I put it?
He comes running over to our house and looking in our garage. And I didn't put it in there, so it's not there. He's like going back and forth. And he comes inside and he's like, my bike's gone. My bike's gone. And
I'm going to give him props for at least coming in.
He came
and,
in
and being straight with you
truth.
About it. Yeah,
and we were
good parenting.
Pretty good actors.
Right.
We were like, what? We've told you how many times
mm-hmm.
to stop? So he runs back across the street, and what I do is I text the dad across the street because I know him, and I know they've got cameras up. And I go, I bet he's going to go see if he can look at the cameras to
right.
see who stole the bike. So I instantly messaged the dad and said, just play with me on this. Play it off as, you know, your cameras weren't on or whatever. He did.
Oh, man.
Reed came back and was in tears.
Oh, and, like, see, now I'm feeling bad.
So that's the thing. Like, you could tell he was starting to get into,
panicky.
Like, a panic anxiety,
yeah.
like, mm-hmm. heavy breathing. And you know what? I was like, okay, the lesson has been learned
big
here.
Time, man.
So I reached my hand into my pocket, and I pulled out this phone, and I just handed it to him, and he was like, what? And then we explained what he did, and he was like, oh, my God, I will never do that again.
It's a life lesson.
And it was the best parenting moment I've had all these 13 years with him. It felt so good in
yeah.
that moment that I pulled this off and really got in his head about this.
Good for
he'll
you.
Never forget
you know?
It.
He'll
yeah.
never
for ever.
Leave his bike out ever again.
Uh-uh.
Ever.
It's a good parenting
and
moment.
They need those every once in a while.
They do,
I mean, it's okay. This is a complete accident. This wasn't anything I did on purpose, but it was a teachable moment. So Char and my wife went out shopping one day and got a bunch of tchotchke crap from like Hot Topic or something. And there was, and then they had like a couple bags of candy and some other things in there. And it was sitting on the counter. And this is like 3 days after the shopping trip. It's sitting on one of the counters in the kitchen. And I'm kind of a neat freak. I'm not a neat freak. I just don't like clutter.
Yeah.
So if I see a bunch of crap laying around, I'll tidy it up or put it where
sure,
it looks.
Good.
So I look and there's this bag full of empty candy wrappers on the counter. I'm like, what the hell is this doing here? So I tie it up and I throw it out.
Gone.
And Char comes in and she's a little bit later and she's like, where's my whatever? I don't even remember what
my
it was.
My bag
was
of
like,
crap.
And I'm like, well, where was it? And she goes, well, it was in a bag. And I go, what bag?
Uh-oh.
And she goes, the bag on the counter? I'm like, oh, yeah, no, I threw that out.
Oh!
See, and that's the learning.
Wait a minute.
You can't do it. Did you?
Did you pull the bag
no,
back?
No,
the bag
it
out?
Was no, it was out and like in the garbage,
oh,
like already
no.
gone. It was gone.
So it's
Steve,
gone.
And Steve, at least I gave the phone back.
I know. But I didn't know what I was doing. So I used it as a teachable moment. I'm like, well, okay, well, guess what? Then you shouldn't have left all the stuff that you wanted in the bag with the empty candy wrappers.
That is a learning lesson right there. But I still wish you had gone and found the stuff and gave it back to her.
Track it down at the dump.
Oh, my God.
I gave my kid his bike back. What is this, a movie? I don't know where they take garbage.
So we're talking about teachable moments here this morning with your kiddos because my son kept leaving his bike across the street and abandoning it, essentially. So I went over and took it and hid it from him. If you want to chime in on this, our phone lines are open, 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Trisha wrote in during the break. She says, boys, my daughter decided it would be fun to spread glitter everywhere in the house. She's constantly doing this. I am so sick of it. After the third time, I emptied the tub into a Ziploc bag and put the container on the floor next to a vacuum. Made her think I sucked it all up. She freaked out. I let it go for about a half an hour before I let her in on the prank. Guess what, boys? Glitter spillage has not happened since.
There you
dun,
go. Teachable
moments. Teachable moments. And then I do like this one from Dan, too. Dan says, my son kept leaving his remote-controlled drone out in the backyard, despite me telling him not to do it. So one morning, I ran it over with the lawnmower. After I hid it in the garage, I ran over some old plastic parts, he said. And he cried for a good hour before I let him in on the prank.
An hour?
And he hasn't left the drone outside since. Problem solved.
You're just scaring these kids.
I know.
Man.
It's like, I feel like some of this stuff might come back to bite you
later in
life. There
might be some therapy bill down the road.
There might be some trauma in here.
Yeah. It's one of those things that happens. You know, similar things happened to me as well back in the day. I was, you know, obviously huge hockey fan, huge Avs fan. And I had just gone to my first Avs game ever. And my parents went all out. They got the, you know, $200 jersey for me. They got all these things for me. I had a little Avs player helmet that you could wear back in the day. I was 17, by the way. So it was crazy. We got to do this, you know, this whole thing where I got to meet a couple of the players, everything like that. And then I come home, hang out with my buddies. I take everything off because I want to keep it all nice and new and everything. And I left it outside in the front yard for the entire night. And my parents were shutting down the house, going to bed after I went to bed. And they took everything. And they did the exact same thing. They hid it. And the next morning, I was looking everywhere for it.
Wow.
Couldn't find it. Freaking out. I have never left anything else out again. And I am now 29 years old. It is a learning lesson that Reed will never forget. He'll never forget
no,
that.
No, yeah, you need...
It scares you into obedience and doing things correctly. It's so
true. When you say it like that, it scares you into obedience.
I know. Reed was in a panic.
Your parents sound frightening.
Mom, Dad, I love you guys.